Grab your Bible. It's time for Reading the Word with Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ on Faulkner Springs Road. Now, here's Justin.
I'm just reminded, before we start the lesson, I preached one time in a place in West Virginia, and there were me, my driver, because I was 15, the preacher who was 88, he brought a 90-year-old lady, and there was a 92-year-old lady, and that was it. So I preached for five people. I preached for hundreds of people. I preached outside. I preached in a tent. I have never preached while the baptistry is being filled. So tonight is a new one, and I will have to remember that one. I thought about preaching on water. That wasn't my lesson, though, so we'll go with this one instead. Take your New Testament, if you will, and go to the book of 2 Peter. 2 Peter, we're going to hang out, really, in just in the first four verses, the introductory material, if you will, of the second time that Peter pens an epistle. And I want to talk about, for the time allotted before us, living life to the fullest. Because we as Christians have an opportunity not afforded to anyone else in the world, in that you and I truly can live our life to its fullest. Who wrote this epistle? Well, that would be Peter. Simon Peter. His brother was Andrew from the city of Bethsaida of Galilee. We can read about in Mark chapter 1, for instance, when Jesus calls Peter and Andrew to be some of his first apostles. Peter served the Lord greatly. He preached the first gospel sermon in Acts chapter 2. He was the one that made that great and profound statement in Matthew 16 when Jesus says, "Whom do men say that I am?" Some say John the Baptist, Elijah, Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. He says, "Who do you say that I am?" Peter says, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And he says, upon that confession, not on Peter, but upon that confession, I'll build my church, give you the keys of the kingdom. And so we see Peter playing a great role in the first 15 or so chapters of the book of Acts. Later in the first century, Peter's still an apostle, but Peter becomes an elder of the Lord's church. We read about in the book of Mark, for instance, that Peter's mother-in-law was sick in Mark chapter 1. Well, one of the qualifications to be an elder is you have to have a wife. And Peter is an elder in the Lord's church. And Peter writes this letter. He writes 1 Peter to warn Christians in the first century of things that will affect them from outside of the church. Enemies, persecution, and the like. 2 Peter addresses problems within the church. False teachers and apostasy, for instance. I want you to notice here, we're going to read the first four verses, and I found five P's that will benefit you and I on how we can live our life to the fullest. It's Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained the like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. According to His divine power, He has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of Him that's called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding and great precious promises, that by these ye might be the partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is the world through lust. I want you to notice here, how do I live my life to the fullest? Number one, I need to realize that there is something that is precious. Look there again in verse number 1. He talks about a like precious faith. He uses precious to modify the word faith. It is something of great value. But it is a like precious faith. That means that you and I, we believe the same thing. We live the same way because God has told us how to live. But I want you to notice he starts out to them would be Gentiles, and then he changes, who have obtained the like precious faith with us, the Jewish people. He was a Jew by birth. So we see that both the Jew and the Gentile have an opportunity to access that like precious faith. And obedience to that faith makes us live our life to the fullest. As an added bonus, although it does not start with the letter P, in verse 2 you'll notice that Peter uses the word knowledge. Grace and peace, a common intro in epistles, be multiplied to you through the knowledge of God. 15 times in this letter alone will he use the word knowledge. See, he's strengthening the church from within. What is the greatest way that you and I have to fight apostasy and false teachers is with knowledge. Knowing what God has said, because if someone were to walk in here tonight and say, I think you need to have women preachers, I think you need to have mechanical instruments, this, that, or the other, we can say that. That's not so. I know because I've studied. So he talks about knowledge. Look here at number 2. According to his divine power, there's your P. The divine power of God allows you and I the ability to live our lives to the fullest. Do you ever think about the power of God? We read about it here, but I read about it on every page in Scripture. Beginning in the very first one, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. He literally spoke the world into existence. He literally said, let there be light, and there was light. Then he said he saw it was good. This is the same God that caused the storms, the plagues, the same God that caused the world to flood in the days of Noah, the same God that sent all those destructions upon the enemies of Israel throughout the Old Testament. That is some divine power, dear friends. And when I acknowledge and submit to God's divine power, I can live my life to the fullest. Keep going in verse number 3. So according to His divine power, has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. Well, if He's given me then all things that pertain to life and godliness, my third P I could assign would be practice. See, if I practice all things that pertain to life and godliness, I can live my life to the fullest. That word all is interesting. It's only 3 letters, A and then 2 L's. But when he says he's given us all things that pertain to life and godliness, you know what he's ruled out? Everything else. I don't need a Book of Common Prayer. I don't need another revelation of Jesus Christ, as their Mormon friends use. I don't need the creeds or the handbook or this person's idea or that, because God has given me all things that pertain to life and godliness, which means if I want to know how to live a life pleasing to God, it's all right here. Black and white, some words are in red. Jesus spoke those. It's clear as crystal. So I need to practice a few things if I want to live my life to the fullest. And that's a daily practice, not a, oh, well, I try to be a Christian on Monday, I'm good for the rest of the week, but it's every single day. Keep going in verse number 3, though. According to His divine power, He's given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. Notice this, through the knowledge of Him that hath called us to glory and virtue. That's a prospect, if you will, and that's our fourth P. We have a prospect. He's already used that word knowledge again. We have been called to glory and to virtue, or by glory and virtue. I can live a glorifying life to God, and I can live a virtuous life. And when I do so, I'm living my life to the fullest, but I've got to hang on to everything He said and practice that power that's precious. Keep going in verse 4. For our final P, whereby are giving unto us exceeding great and precious promises. We'll let promises be our fifth P. Keep going though, that by these, what are these, modifies promises, you might be the partakers of that divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. I have divine, precious promises of God, knowing that if I am faithful to Him on the days when it's easy and the days when it's hard, if I am faithful to Him through everything I'm going through, I know without a shadow of a doubt what my eternal reward will be. If I put on Christ in baptism, live faithful to the very end, Jesus says in Matthew 10:22, he that is faithful to the end, literally in Greek, the idea, till your last breath, you shall receive your reward, not a moment before. That is a promise of God that you can take to the bank. Because every other promise Jesus made is just as true and steadfast. So that one is as well. Dear friends, we as Christians should be the happiest people on the face of the earth. And we can live our lives to the fullest. We've got to remember the things that are precious. The power of God. We've got to practice certain things. Know there is a great prospect. And know that the promises of God are sure. And you and I can live our lives to the fullest. But I want to ask you tonight, are you living your life to the fullest? Dear friends, if you've not put on Christ in baptism, I've got good news for you. We are filling up the baptistry now as we speak, and we would love to use that water. We would love to immerse you into Christ this very evening by hearing, believing, repenting, confessing, being baptized, going down that watery grave, coming up a new creature alive in Christ. If you're not a Christian, then you're not living life to the fullest. You may think you are, but you're not in God's eyes, and your life could be so much better if you are. If you're not a Christian, why not become one this very evening? Dear friends, if you are a Christian and you strayed away, you need to come back and repent. Pray to God for forgiveness. We'd love to pray with you and pray for you. If we can help you in any way at all tonight, whatever that need may be, please let it be known while we stand and while we stand.
Reading the Word is hosted by Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ in McMinnville. The building is located at 2500 Faulkner Springs Road, just 1.2 miles off 70 on the right. Join us for Sunday worship at 9 a.m., Sunday school at 10 a.m., and worship at 11 a.m. with midweek Bible study Wednesday at 7 p.m.
Oh, welcome back here on Reading the Word. To appreciate you hanging out with us. And I was just thinking, since the title of the program is called Reading the Word, and you can read it anytime online, by the way, if you want to catch any of the replays of this, at readingtheword.net, R-E-A-D-I-N-G, readingtheword.net, click on where it says the radio programs. I was thinking, why don't we actually just sit together for the time remaining before us today and read some of God's Word. Now, I want to begin reading in Matthew, and we're going to begin in the third chapter. Just going to close out reading the Word and beginning in Matthew chapter 3. And I am reading from the King James translation, by the way. Matthew records, "In those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, The voice of one crying in the wilderness, Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. And the same John had his raiment of camel's hair and a leathern girdle about his loins, and his meat was locust and wild honey. Then went out to him to Jerusalem and all Judea and all the region round about Jordan, and were baptized of him in Jordan, confessing their sins. When he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, he said unto them, O generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth therefore fruits meet for repentance. And think not to say within yourselves, We have Abraham to our father, for I say unto you that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. And now also the axe is laid to the fruit of the root of the trees. Therefore every tree which bringeth forth not good fruit is hewn down, and is cast into the fire. I indeed baptize with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize with the Holy Ghost and with fire, whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner, and will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire." Matthew 3:13, "Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee. And comest thou to me? And Jesus answering said unto him, Suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Matthew 4, "Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But Jesus answered and said, It is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. The devil taketh him up into the holy city, and setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple, and said unto him, If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, He shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou shalt dash thy foot against a stone. And Jesus said unto him, It is written again, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And again the devil taketh him up high up into an exceeding mountain, and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. And he said unto him, All these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Then said Jesus unto Satan, Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him. That concludes our reading from Matthew 3 through Matthew 4 and verse 11. I do appreciate you being with us once again, readingtheword.net, if you want to listen to this again or send it to a loved one. And until the next time, may the good Lord bless you and may He keep you. Please continue to pray and thank you for listening.
This has been Reading the Word with Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ on Faulkner Springs Road in McMinnville.